turn this down really low.
Is this ready?
Good morning. This is Waking Up Radio. I'm D-Way, and today we have an awesome show. We're talking today about language, and specifically, why do we need an authentic language? I just wanted to say hello, happy Sunday to everyone out there listening online at BerkeleyLiberationRadio.net. Currently, you can't listen on the radio because our transmitter is still down. We're trying to figure that out. But I just appreciate everyone out there who is listening to this show and doing the critical thinking needed to further this movement along, to see where it is that we want to go and take control of our world and bring about something truly awesome and great.
Yeah, why in fact do we sell our human energy? And it's funny, when I approach strangers on the street and I use that phrase, human energy, why do we sell our human energy? Often I'm asked, what are you talking about? What? are you talking about the oil resources of the United States of America? No, I'm actually talking about the energy we generate in our bodies, which we have been alienated from. That's the fundamental alienation. And that means that's what has to be reclaimed in order for us to live our full biological inheritance as living things, which I am arguing we deserve actually to do. So language is pretty important. Just from that one little interaction, we aren't used to thinking in authentic terms. But I had an interesting interaction yesterday that I want to share. I was hawking the book to a gentleman who was in the animal rights movement, and he said, when I talked about the importance of an earth-based language, describing what we want for the future, not allowing ourselves to get distracted by abstract terms. And he said, yeah, but I don't know if I agree with you. I find, he said, he was turned off by a descriptive language in the animal rights movement of describing people as flesh eaters, right? And he thought that was that turned people away. And so I think we want to distinguish between, that is authentic language, but it's also very judgmental language. So I think, what I said to him is that, I think we have to juggle a number of different priorities in terms of principles. And that for me, because, if only strategically, for no other reason, because we have to gather numbers is the only thing that will effectively, successfully challenge power. So a much higher principle is love, that we have to always remember that, as we said last week, D-Way, growth, the development of our thought is a process, and we are all conned, we are all given misinformation. And so the principle of coming from a place of love is really important, so to not judge each other because we're much further. We're at different places in that process.